204. I'm Mary Cummings Jordan with WHYY News. Philadelphia Public Schools will remain open without a delay on Monday, regardless of who wins the Super Bowl Sunday night. Superintendent Tony Watlington posted a video online this morning explaining the superstitious reason behind his decision.
In 2018, when the Eagles went to Super Bowl 52 and won against the New England Patriots, as I recall, we did not have a two-hour delay in the school district.
When the Eagles returned to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, the school district did plan a delay and the Birds lost. So in order not to tempt fate, Philly schools will operate on their regular schedule Monday following the big game. 10 theaters in the Philadelphia region will simultaneously dim their exterior lights tonight in memory of theater publicist Kerry Gorn, who died unexpectedly last week at age 49. As WHYY's Peter Crimmins tells us, the local theater community has never before made such a public gesture.
As a publicist, Kerry Gorn seemed to have worked with everybody, from major downtown theaters like the Arden and the Wilma, to suburban theaters in Norristown and Media, to small companies that populate the annual Philly Fringe Festival. Dimming the lights on theater marquees is a longtime tradition on Broadway. It's not really a Philly thing.
In my time here, I've never known of an instance where the community has come together to do this.
Terrence Nolan co-founded the Arden Theater 37 years ago.
There are so many people who work behind the scenes who make Philly theater what it is. And Kerry was one of those people and did that for so many different companies. Kerry spent her energy telling other people's stories. So there's something really right about the community taking a moment to remember Kerry and to tell her story.
Kerry Gorn is survived by her husband, Chad, and 17-year-old daughter, Rosie. It was her idea to honor her mother by dimming lights across the region. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.
In sports, the Flyers are home against the Capitals tonight. Puck drops at 7, and Sixers are in Detroit tomorrow night. At 2:06, you are listening to